This edition of the Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 18th of July 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
This one's called Into the Night.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller. Today's guest joins us in her third musical incarnation. Tamara Schlesinger, for it is she, has recorded as a solo artist under her own name, as the singer with Six Day Riot, and is now trading as Malka. And she's also found time along the way to be an international gymnast, a fashion designer, a record label boss, and a lecturer in music business studies and songwriting. Malka contains traces of Schlesinger's previous work, the electronic minimalism of her most recent solo album, and the melodic exuberance of Six Day Riot, but it's mostly a bold and interesting new identity from a consistently bold and interesting artist. Tamara brought Malka to Midori House as they release their debut album, Marching to Another Beat.
Oh,
you very much.
Tamara from Malka, welcome to the sessions. You've been Tamara from various other things on record, and indeed you've been Tamara yourself on various records. The title of what is Malka's first album is Marching to Another Beat. This seems both, if I may say so, both a musical and spiritual statement of intent.
Yeah, quite right. I've changed sound dramatically, I suppose, from Six Day Riot, which was much more folky and acoustic. And many things have changed in my life as well. So I think in general, it felt like a statement of intent and a change of sound, a change of feel, a change of state of mind in a way.
We will get back to the new album imminently. I did want to ask about Six Day Riot, though, which seemed to me at least to be a band that kind of, and it's tragically often the case, seemed to have either packed it in or been packed in just as it appeared to be getting somewhere.
Oh, maybe we differ our opinions on that. I felt, yes, we'd got somewhere. I felt we'd got as far as we could go. That's how I felt. And I felt maybe doing a fourth album, a Six Day Riot, perhaps it wasn't going to do as well as I needed it or wanted it to go. And I just felt a need for a change, a big change, actually.
There was a solo album, The Procession, in 2012.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you see that in retrospect as a bit of a stepping stone between what you were doing then and what you were doing now, or just a complete diversion which has nothing to do with anything at all?
No, I think it was a stepping stone, actually. I think it was a development mentally, or I don't really know exactly, but it was something that I think I wanted a change of direction and I didn't know where I wanted to go exactly. So I was very a cappella based album. I wanted to do it all myself, which I've done with Malka. I stripped it all down, and I think it got me working in a different way. And in fact, with Malka, I've worked all to drum loops and taken out instrumentation completely and added it later. And I think that in a way, Procession was a step towards that by doing this a cappella based album.
This is Eyes on the Prize, All Eyes on the Prize.
You have run your own label for a long time, and you've sort of managed every aspect of your own career all along the way. Do you need to have the same enthusiasm for that as you do for the making of the actual music? Because a lot of that stuff, again, it's the stuff people don't see, and it is incredibly time-consuming and incredibly tedious. Or do you manage to find the business part of it actually quite exciting?
I guess I've started to enjoy it. I actually lecture and teach students, songwriting students, how to do it now, so I guess I've learned something over the years. But it can be frustrating, certainly. There's always monetary issues. I did a pledge campaign for this album. I got some funding towards the marketing, but inevitably you need hundreds of thousands more than you ever can raise yourself. But I enjoy certain aspects of it. It's a challenge. But when I'm doing the business side, I don't write anything at all. So I don't think I've written a song for quite a while, and then I'll have a burst of kind of creativity again. So I definitely separate the two minds, I think, a little bit with that.
Swings back round. Buy me, cut me, bind me. Buy me, cut me down. Pick me, choose me, throw me and show me. Nothing swings back round. Is all eyes. All eyes are on the prize. Are on the prize. All eyes. All eyes are on the prize. Are on the
As we were saying when we came in, Malka sounds really quite unlike your, certainly quite unlike your previous band, Six Day Riot. The burst of creativity that brought forth Malka, was it just because you'd started listening to a whole bunch of other stuff you'd never listened to before, or was this just kind of a side of your musical palette you just hadn't dabbled in while Six Day Riot were a going concern?
Yeah, I think taking away the instruments, taking away the guitar, which I could play to a certain level, but never as well as I wanted to, meant that I could work to the drum loops and just create melodies and work in that in a different direction. And actually, funnily enough, I feel more at home with this music than ever. And back in the day, I used to listen to lots of pop music. It's not completely pop, the album, but certainly the electro elements is, I mean, I don't know how to use any of this equipment on stage, but I certainly have enjoyed dabbling in it.
This one's called Burn on the Fire. Sometimes people awoo along, and if you know you feel so inclined, you may join us for some awoos. Anyway, we've been Malka. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Tamara Schlesinger and her band Malka. Their debut album, Marching to Another Beat, is out now. Head to malkamusic.co.uk to find out about upcoming tour dates. This show was produced by Holly Fisher. The sound engineer was Alex Funnell. I'm Andrew Muller. Join us again at the same time next week. But for the time being, thanks very much for tuning in.